feel for you today?
It went good. You know, I really didn't feel too much, you know, just, you know, getting hit on it and other than that. But I think the day went good. Got the wind up a little bit, so I should be straight for tomorrow.
How's your condition?
My condition is straight. I thought I was going to be worse than what I was, but I went through full practice, no sub, running up and down, make sure I was good. So I think I'll be great for tomorrow.
Is there anything that you can't do with a finger? Are you worried about getting caught working through screens or anything like that?
No, I'm not worried about getting caught, you know, because, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I can't worry about it. You know, I'm going to play with it, and we're just going to see how it goes. You know?
Not affecting your shot in ways coming off?
I mean, it's kind of affecting me a little bit because, you know, I got to keep two fingers taped together, so it's kind of difficult to shoot with it, but at the same time, you know, I think it'll be all right.
How painful is it?
It's all right. You know, it's better now. You know, it's better now. I really didn't feel anything today, but, you know, a little bit here and there, but I think that was just coming with basketball, playing aggressive, and things like that. So.
Is it anything like you have to wear any type of a splint, any type of a cast, or do you just have to keep it?
I'm going to stay away from the cast. I don't want to wear the cast. I'm just going to take it up, put some cushion under it. So in case I do get hit, I won't really feel it as much.
Are you being advised to wear some type of a cast on it?
Well, they just told me just to make sure I buddy tape it together. So, you know, that's what I've been doing in practice, and I ain't had no problem with it. But I know it's going to get hit. So, but other than that, it's straight.
Does the buddy tape make it so your finger doesn't bend back? Is that the main thing?
Making sure that it don't go back out to the side.
Okay.
You ever had to play with that before?
No.
No?
No. So it'd be my first time playing with it, but I think, you know, it'd be all right.
How's it different?
I mean, you just think about you shooting, you know, with a lot of shots like this, and now you're shooting with two of your fingers together, you know, especially like your last two fingers. That's basically where you get the grip on the ball and things like that, coming down with rebounds and stuff like that when you grip the ball. So we'll see.
Having the week off, did that help you kind of get your legs back and you had the knee injury too?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely did. You know, it definitely gave me a lot of energy. You know, my legs got a lot of rest. So coming in today, I got a good workout in, and I think, you know, I should be ready to go tomorrow.
Is there any correlation at all between these sort of last sort of blowout losses here and you not being there?
I mean, it's painful to watch, you know. It's painful to watch to see that my teammates out there playing hard and things like that, and I can't contribute, you know. So I think, you know, I just want to get back on the court and just try to help the team win.
So the pressure on you to sort of turn this tide now?
I mean, not really. I just think, you know, that, you know, my team could be better with me, you know.
You mentioned shooting. Is there anything catching the ball?
Not really. You know, I caught the ball. I've been catching the ball and things like that, you know, in practice. And then the day before, we was doing some drills on the court while I was catching the ball and things like that. It's not really bothering me like that. You know, I think the main thing is just probably when I go to dunk, I just got to throw it in instead of grab the rim.
Watching the team the past week, the offensive struggles, what do you think some of the issues that need to be resolved so you guys just go on a consistent basis?
I don't know. I just think we got to go out there and play hard and we got to execute plays. You know, I think we got to move the ball, and then when the ball is not moving, I think everybody else on the floor has to move. You know, everyone has to keep moving without the ball. And I think in the last couple games that I've seen that we, you know, when we make one or two passes, everybody start to watch, you know. So hopefully tomorrow we can go in there and just get the ball moving around and just, you know, just try to play together.
You guys need to run the floor a little more too?
We definitely got to run the floor. I mean, that's the type of team we are. When we run the floor, we're a better team. You know, when we get into a half-court set, you know, that's when we kind of struggle. So I think if we get out, run the ball, you know, run back at them, I think we'll be all right.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.